Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. This week we've got Mike Bernhardt, Community Evangelist for HPC and Technical Computing at Intel. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, Allison. Happy to be here.
So, Mike, you know, I met you at Intel. I know that you've got a very storied background in technical computing. Can you talk a little bit about your history in this space and what you're doing at Intel?
Sure, I'd love to. Actually, this is my second time around with Intel. I was a marketing director with the original supercomputer systems division at Intel back in the early 90s when we were launching some of Intel's first parallel supercomputers. I stayed with the HPC community pretty much my entire adult career, been actively involved in the big SC conference for the last 26 years. And I've run several marketing agencies over the years, but always focused on HPC. It's an area that I just feel very passionate about, and I have a lot of great, wonderful connections and friends throughout that community, and happy to be back at Intel working in that space again.
Now, one of the things that caught my eye about your engagement at Intel is that you emerged last year at Supercomputing as the guy in the yellow blazer. Why don't you tell me what that means?
Okay. Well, I worked with Intel as a contractor last year. I was managing a publication at the time called the Exascale Report, forward-looking about the high-performance computing industry publication. And we decided together, working with the folks at Intel, to put together a competition that would help to articulate the importance of code modernization, the idea of parallelizing codes to draw more efficiency out of the new multi-core and many-core architectures. And that evolved into one of the most fun events that I've had the pleasure of working on and one of the most popular events at SC in the last two decades, probably, called the Parallel Universe Computing Challenge. And as it evolved during the planning stages, we wanted to emphasize the fun aspect of it and, you know, create some entertainment value to the event. And the more I thought about it being a game show style competition, the more I thought that I really need to cross that particular line of sanity and conservatism and make myself look like a game show host. And I shopped online to see what game show host would wear. And many years ago, it was kind of a moniker for the game show host to wear some ridiculous jackets.
It reminds me of Monty Hall and Let's Make a Deal.
Exactly. So kind of, you know, joking around, we went out and found this incredibly bright yellow blazer and a matching yellow vest. And I wore the blazer, and James Reinders, who was my partner in putting this together, wore the yellow vest, and there you were, two game show hosts on the stage, a little bit of silliness, but a lot of fun.
You know, that's all good fun, but you actually bring up a very important topic, which is parallel programming and the efforts within the technical computing community to drive more parallelism into code. Can you talk a little bit about why that's so important?
First of all, it's not something that's really new. We've been talking about the importance of parallelizing or optimizing codes for the better part of 25 years. The difference is that HPC today is more of an inflection point. For all those years, millions of lines of code that have been developed for supercomputing applications, some of them have remained in their legacy state. Some organizations saw the need to update and modernize their codes and try to draw more parallelism out of them, and some didn't really have the need. They were able to still extract more performance out of these codes just based on processor and architecture changes. And that, for the most part, is no longer the case as we move into the world of many core. The cool thing is that it benefits the codes that run today, and it benefits the codes of the future. By doing it, they're creating a path for the future so that as we move on down into systems of 2015, 16, 17, and beyond, the work has been done to the codes, and they will run far more efficiently with far greater performance on the many core architectures as they keep evolving. Code modernization is under the spotlight now because of the inflection point we've reached at HPC, and that's going into the many core architectures, and I think it will remain in the spotlight as an imperative for many years to come.
Obviously, there's a light at the end of the tunnel here because the performance attributes in doing this work in terms of increased performance and time to insight is pretty phenomenal in some cases. What is the experience that you've had with developers who've actually gone through this in terms of the performance deltas that they can achieve?
There's been a great range to that, but there's some pretty significant performance improvements or increases that are being recognized. For example, there's some codes at one of the national research centers that have seen performance improvements of 14 to 30x improvements simply by going in and finding some of the parallelism in the codes that wasn't exploited before and then running those on the Xeon Phi processors in the MIC architecture. We're seeing and hearing about results in various industries, you know, oil and gas, financial services, health and life sciences. I mean, any place that has had codes that haven't been tweaked, parallelized, modernized, whatever phrase you want to use, are highly likely to see some significant performance improvements based on that effort.
Now, you mentioned supercomputing 2014, and we are entering supercomputing season. I can feel it like a big behemoth coming at us. Is there any chance that the Intel Parallel Universe Computing Challenge returns for a second season at Supercomputing 14?
Absolutely. We'll be back with a passion. The team that won last year was a team made up of several leading research institutions throughout Germany. They got together and they formed a team called the Gaussian Elimination Squad.
Nice.
They are back to defend their title this year. And the team that played against them in the final match from Illinois, Coding Illini, just informed us yesterday that they're coming back as well, and they're hoping to take home the gold this year.
So in 2014, I know that there was some money at stake in 2013. What's the prize? What's on the line for these guys for the 2014 competition?
Last year, the inaugural event was the 25th anniversary of the SC Conference Series, and we decided to make the grand prize a $25,000 donation to a charitable organization. And last year, the grand prize, the $25,000 prize, would go toward the Philippine Relief Fund, which was a part of the, I believe, the Red Cross. So this year, we've raised the prize to $26,000, which will be, again, a charitable donation to an organization that's determined based on the winning team.
We will catch up with you at the end of Supercomputing to hear about the results from this exciting competition. And in the meantime, how can folks contact you to learn more about what Intel is doing in high-performance computing?
Sure. They can find me at michael.e.bernhardt@intel.com, and I'm happy to talk to anyone about it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on the program today, Mike. We will have you back again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.